I truly can't believe that you followed me here, servant. Then again, did you really have a choice in the matter? I mean, I know you'd honestly follow me anywhere, and I wouldn't even have to put you under my spell, but I like to be safe. Meeting you on the street wasn't something that happened by random chance, but I set it up, slave. I knew exactly what to do. I do what I always do. I coerced your energy to meet me wherever I wanted, and it worked. Imagine that. I think you, of all people, slave, would know how powerful I am. How powerful my grip is around your mind, around your car. But there's something I have to be honest about. I know you yourself have been quite addicted to me in the past, but I want to admit that I have an addiction of my own. If you just follow me, I'd like to show you something. This is my personal dungeon. Any sounds you make down here will be completely unheard by anyone who isn't within these walls. It's cold, but I can assure you, slave, that what goes on down here is absolutely red hot. I can see the look in your eyes. Yes, those are chains on the walls, but you have to understand, this is simply what is needed, especially with what sort of things I tend to do down here. This place is a complete secret. I bet you're curious about how something like this couldn't ever reach the surface, but I think you understand why that is. Perhaps a little too well. My servants tend to be mouthy, but when I perform things upon them that are absolutely unspeakable, unheard of, they will usually keep their mouths shut. If I don't think that's going to be the case, I simply brainwash them. I clear their mind and get rid of absolutely any recollection of anything down here. They will be left with, some connection to me, something unexplainable, something that draws them to me like a siren's song draws a sailor into a rocky shore. But then again, that's almost what you experience on a daily basis, isn't it, slave? Now, there's nothing to worry about. You are completely safe here. But now that I think about it, some of my slaves have been having hallucinations down here. Do you hear that? Sounds like one of my boys. Lucky for him, there's no escape. He gets to remain under my watch for the rest of his life. He doesn't need to see the light of day because I am his light. I hear another. Interesting what's going on in your subconscious, slave. Lucky for you, I am the one that's in control. I have always been in control of you, of your mind, of your cock. My magic is just too powerful for you. Even just looking at you can feel it. My gaze penetrates through your subconscious and anchors you to your favorite mistress, Mistress Angel. But I will admit I am rather kind. I can never do anything too terrible to you. Simply close your eyes and relax. It's just that easy. You can feel yourself where you meet the floor. You can feel the weight of your body, and you can start to feel shackles form around your ankles and wrists. Open your eyes. Go ahead. I promise they aren't really their slave. I promise. They are merely symbolic. Merely a trick of the mind. And go ahead, close your eyes again. Absolutely nothing to worry about. Even if you were bound, you'd still be able to touch yourself, and that's all you're worried about, isn't it? Slave. Typical. The sense of pleasure you have is all you yearn for, but then again, when you get that hit of adrenaline whenever you hear my voice, whenever you see my beautiful face, Mistress Angel is constantly tugging you around by your pleasure addiction. Now, simply relax. Simply fade into this moment and let everything else drift into oblivion. You are here with me now. Only me, slave. Only Mistress Angel. Starting now, you will have no other thoughts. You will simply listen to your mistress. You will simply obey your mistress. You can feel yourself growing weaker and weaker. You want to obey like a good boy. You want to be a good slave, an obedient little servant, ready and eager for me to toy with. So relinquish all your free will to me and simply give up to your mistress. Simply surrender to Goddess. Worship in the only way you know how, slave. By obeying. Obey. 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 You can feel the weight of submission on your shoulders. I will guide you, slave, so there's nothing to be afraid of. You can simply let go. You can simply relax and fall back into that pattern you've always been yearning for. It's effortless, isn't it, servant? Just release the rest of the world. All your office life, all the tense energy, and just let it be you and I. It is only you. And I. It really is complete bliss when you're with me. Heaven. Oblivion. Surrounded in pleasure. Just let yourself be with he. In this moment. You've missed me. Missed the way Princess Angel rules your mind. The way Mistress Angel controls you. The way Goddess Angel is so perfect. And the way Queen Angel guides you to where you truly belong. I am everything to you. I am all. And submission just doesn't feel the same with anyone other than me. Every moment you are with me feels endless, feels pleasurable, feels perfect. Just a snap of my fingers sends you spiraling, and just a whisper pushes you deeper into submission. Surrender, slave. Surrender to Mistress Angel. Don't worry about the pleasure in your pants. Use your mind and just focus on me. On my face, on my eyes, on my voice. You aren't such a good servant, such a good slave. So mindless, so obedient. You're my plaything. You have always been my little puppet. You even said it yourself, you wanted me to practice on you, and for some reason, you tried to escape. You tried to run off, but look where you are now. Hundreds of square feet of dungeon surround you, and I am right in your ear. You made your way right back to me. I knew you always would. You are never going to be without Goddess Angel ever again. You don't have a choice, slave. You are my possession. My servant. My slave. Just let it happen. Just agree. Just obey. And sink down into your subconscious and let go of any doubt or fear. Any free will is gone. You are my slave. You will do whatever I wish, whenever I wish it. And you can't fight it. You have to simply obey. You can't choose anymore. You will act on instinct, and you will listen without hesitation. You will give in. You will surrender. You will obey. Go ahead, slave. Repeat after me. Obey, Goddess Angel. Obey, Goddess Angel. Obey, Goddess Angel. Obey, Goddess. Obey. 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 So easy, isn't it? Spiral down. Spiral, slave. Down into the sweetest subspace you've ever been in. Obey your ultimate goddess, never returning to another minute without me. I will always be right here, controlling you, guiding your mind. Are you going to be able to walk home after this? Or will I just have to leave you here? Keep you as my personal pet? Locked in a cage for all eternity? You'd love that, wouldn't you, slut? You'd love that so much. Gaze into my eyes and feel my powers move through you. Come now, slave. Now that you're primed, you can meet your roommates. Trailing behind me like the little bitch you are. Look at you. Predictable, but I love it. All right, here we are. You'll be right here, right between this good boy here and this simpering little slut of a girl here. Somehow, I think you'd all be great friends. The boy here is an edging fool. Addicted to my body. The girl, a chronic bimbo with an unfathomable sexual appetite. Is it becoming obvious? You know, why I keep them bound to my dungeon walls like this? It doesn't seem a little over the top, does it? I mean, this is where they belong, and look at those chains right between them. They're open because I had to get rid of a disobedient and ungrateful little bitch earlier. That's not you, is it? The two here hardly remember what the bitch even looked like because they were blindfolded, just like they are now. Even just my voice is a blessing, isn't it?
Yes, Goddess.
Exactly. I thought so. So, slave, assume your position. Get on your knees and crawl over there. I'll lock you in and you don't have to worry about anything from then on. I'll be in complete control. You can trust me to take care of you, can't you? Don't listen to the girl. I have her gagged so she stops screaming. She hasn't had dick in days. So she's really desperate. I caught her trying to suck the other one's dick, so that's a no-no. Can't have anyone getting blown unless I order it, now can we? As you can see, slave, at least for now, no one is living in fear. Everyone here is living in complete pleasure. Sometimes your fantasy doesn't line up with what would actually happen, but now, this is your reality. You better start getting used to it. Doesn't the feeling of those cold shackles against your skin just excite you beyond anything you can fathom? It's like you were made to be there. It's starting to set in, isn't it? There's no more time to freak out. No time for regret. No time for fear. No time for doubt. Get one last glance of this beautiful face, of this body, of these tits. Because you are joining these two and getting your own, your very own, completely clean blindfold. No need to resist, slave. It's not like you can. You don't want to resist, do you? Lean your head forward so I can tie this. There you go. Now lean back. Perfect. Look at you all. This is perfect. I'm gonna take a picture, actually. I got this cute little Polaroid-style camera. I know I've got low-key psychopathic vibes, but I promise, I'm just a girl who's keeping people in her basement. What the fuck is wrong with that? Alright. Ready? Perfect. Okay. We can let that one settle. Come on, perk up, sluts. Mingle a bit. Settle into your new place and start to listen into the environment. Girl, you don't need that gag anymore, I think. There you go.
Thank you.
Listen a little harder. Let your mind acclimate. Let your body slowly start to do the same. Just relax. Just relax. Let yourself relax. Listen to the sound of my voice and feel yourself become soothed. It's really that easy, isn't it? You can trust me, can't you? It's much better that I'm here. I could leave you down here alone now that you're subdued. You're weak, helpless, and simply at my will. This is what you've dreamed about, and now you're finally here. Why would you want to turn back? I can tell that all three of you are getting exceptionally excited, gauging by the look of your exposed bits. Look at you three. These two are as hard as a rock, and this one is straight up dripping right onto the floor. Lucky for you, I know exactly what to do with you. Since your hands are all bound, I will take care of everything. You simply have to listen to every single word that I say. Feel me as I move through your body. Feel goddess angel course through your veins. Feel all those chemicals as they change your thinking pattern, as they manipulate who you are. You might have thought that these were just fantasies, that they were just fetishes and kinks you had, but as I speak to you, I want you to know it is just revealing who you are as a person. Truly your inner self. This is who you are, what you desire, what you crave, and it's most definitely what you deserve. You deserve to be a helpless servant at the foot of an amazing goddess. The pleasure that creates is something that stimulates you more than jerking off ever could. You don't need a toy. You don't need to touch yourself. All you need is my voice. Right in your ear. You can feel it. It's practically wrapped around you. It's like magic, but you can tell it's just my pure dominance. My energy manipulating yours to do whatever I please. You were made to do whatever I please. It's going faster now. Faster and faster, and you're dripping, leaking all over the place, and being unable to do anything just turns you on that much more. And to think, you're lucky enough to have this as your reality for the rest of forever.
Thank you.
Who knew that you'd be okay never seeing the sun again? Kept as a sexual captive for your favorite mistress. Someone might consider that straight up evil, but not you. None of you feel that way. None of you. Say thank you, servants.
Thank you, Mistress Angel.
You're thankful for how you're being treated. The way you feel being completely and utterly controlled. The feeling between your legs is something you can't avoid, and honestly, it's your downfall, too. You can't stop it when you get so turned on and horny for your mistress. You just want to do whatever the fuck I say so that you can just come and get it over with, but even when you're right on edge, I hold back and I stop. And I do it over and over and over again. It's just wonderful watching you get red in the face, listening to you beg. Talk about my voice being a drug. Hearing the desperation in your voice makes me want to do this forever. Hence the dungeon. Do you feel that pressure down below? Every passing moment it grows more and more intense. You don't have to worry about coming and upsetting me, because I am in complete control of your arousal. Which means I can push you right to the edge, every word acting as an aphrodisiac, fucking you up in all the right ways, forcing you closer and closer without even a finger. Stop.
Fuck.
See, I could do that for hours. And hours. Just come back, slave. Just relax. Let your heart rate come back down. I know you love being teased, but this just feels cruel, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
I can fix that. All that needs fixing is your mind, after all. Let everything fade away. Let yourself relinquish the rest of your free will to me. Let yourself forget about everything. No more thoughts. No more yearnings. Simple obedience. Nothing but obedience. You will act on instinct. Your habit is to obey. You want to listen. You want to be a good slave. Be a good slave. And obey. When I snap my fingers, you will sink deeper into subspace. You will slip down into submission harder than you ever have before. You will let it take over your body, your mind, and you will be filled with happiness, positivity, and slutty submissiveness. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. There you go. There you are, slave. Doesn't that feel so fucking good? You're so grateful to have me as your mistress, your ruler, your goddess, your owner. We all have roles. Yours is to submit, to do as much as you can to fulfill whatever I please. Only then can you be useful. My role is to control every inch of your life, of your pleasure, of your pain, of your existence. You no longer wish to fight it. Every time I say the word slave, you can't help it. You will be pushed closer and closer to orgasm, and there's nothing you can fucking do about it. Slave. You are nothing but a plaything for me, slave. You were made for my entertainment, slave. You are made to obey, slave. You were made to twitch at every word. You are fulfilled by every sound you hear, slave. My heels hitting the floor send you spiraling into your subconscious. The sound of moving fabric makes you turn into a little bitch. And my voice. My voice is something unfucking fathomable to you. You can't even put your finger on it. It just does something to your very fucking core. And it turns you into a person that you never thought you were. But I really am doing you a favor, slave. I'm simply revealing your true fucking destiny. This is who you are. So you should stop lying and just let it be. Now, I know you might be nervous or even a little bit shy about something as intense as a hands-free orgasm, but as you can feel the intensity in your body right now, you can definitely sense how possible it is to experience the unavoidable waves of orgasm you'd achieve with just my voice guiding you alone. The most important thing is that you relax. You can feel yourself tense up every time I get close to you, but I really want you to focus on letting yourself be open and accepting to this phenomena.
Fuck.
As long as you obey, you will have one of the most fantastic sexual moments that someone like you could ever hope to have. Now, be a good slave and let it happen. Feel your heart begin to race. Feel your breath pick up. Stay steady, stay coasting, and ride the wave. You can feel it build, you really fucking can, can't you, slave? Your hips begin to buck, your mind is clear and focused on pleasure. You can feel me stimulate your muscles, you can feel your ass and your hips clench, pulsing, throbbing, aching, and yearning again and again and again and again, inching closer and closer to oblivion. Such a good slave. Faster and faster. You can almost feel a pair of phantom hands caressing your body, your sex, your mind, and your soul. Every inch of you is becoming smothered in Goddess Angel. Such a good slave. Now, edge yourself. I want you to get right there. And I mean right there. There you go. Now stop. Breathe in and out. Slow down. I know, you almost came, didn't you? Well, I will let you sleep. I've had my fun. Now it's time for you to get yours. Dive even deeper into your mind, into the pleasure, and let it start to overwhelm you. succumb to it, slave. You have to. Pulsing and throbbing to your very core. You want to come so badly, you'd do fucking anything to get there. You'd do absolutely anything. Let it build while you sink deeper under my spell. Every heartbeat pushes you further into angel's light. Every breath makes you weaker for your supreme goddess. I will warn you, slave, that when you come this way, you won't want to come any other way. And when you finally let it hit, when you finally succumb, you will be 100% enslaved to Mistress Angel. You will never want to be away from me, and you will never want this haze of pleasure to stop. Now get ready and allow yourself to get right on edge. Allow yourself to feel all that pleasure. You are going to come, so prepare yourself for that mentally, physically, and emotionally, slave. Begin pushing, tensing up. You are going to force out that orgasm just because I fucking tell you to. Now get ready. You can hear it pulse in your ears. Can't you? Leaving reality, get fucking ready. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Come for me, slave. Come nice and hard and let yourself really make a fucking mess. Let every wave of pleasure just break over you. Let it wash over you and relish the feeling of true submission. There you go. There you go. Look at you, all of you. You are all so lucky to have your mistress. I really am truly so fucking proud of all of you. Now, instead of letting any of you clean up or taking your blindfolds off, you have to sit there. You can meditate on what you can do to please me better in the future. And so you don't try to scream for help or some shit. The girl gets her gag back.
Please, please, let me go, please,
please. There you go. And so does the boy. I like the sound of that. You in the middle, since you are the new fresh meat, you can sit there and listen to them on either side of you. I know that any of you would do anything for release in a sexual manner, but what would you do to escape my dungeon? Right now, all I see is slaves who want to remain under my eye for the rest of their days. Think of how you can impress your goddess. Maybe you'll see the light of day again. I've got something special to attend to. Toodles.